Welcome to Dish Nation!
Swift's daddy out here knucking and bucking. Ooh. We've got the dish on that.
Also, Ricky Martin wants to get La Vida Loca, honey, with your bunions. Ooh. We'll dive feet first into that tea.
Oh, boy. All right. And later, I learned some dance moves from So You Think You Can Dance judge Maxim Smirkovsky. But first, Brad, what you got?
Well, before we even get into the first story, we want to send congratulations to Gabby Sidibe and her husband, Brandon, who just announced they are expecting twins.
Adorable.
So precious. Yeah. And speaking of good news for couples in love, it seems Gayle King's son, Will, just got engaged to his beautiful fiance, but not without assistance from his mom's bestie, Oprah.
Aww.
So Gayle needed a little help getting the photographer in the perfect place to capture the beautiful moment. So O stepped in and got them together. Then everyone watched the magical moment from inside a grand mansion, y'all. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Look at Elise.
Oh my God.
Okay. Okay,
but you know, he's so handsome.
She's so pretty and he's so handsome.
Yeah, when I saw he was getting married, I immediately Googled her, honey, because I didn't see her face yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, let me see who she is, honey.
She's beautiful.
What?
Well, yes, she is beautiful now. I know that.
Well,
he wanted to make sure she
wasn't
the color of her outfit.
Oh.
She did.
Oh, you didn't want her to. You ain't want her to be white during Black History Month?
Well, that would have been nice that she is black.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yes, honey.
Mm-hmm. Also, this just like, you forget how giant a mansion is.
Yeah.
Like the grounds, that's... and it looked like the vineyards, and then how far away they were, you know?
Yeah, we ain't been to Brad House, huh?
So much greenery, excuse me.
That's literally been to your house.
That's true. That's how your house looked.
No, it's not.
Her backyard is literally the city of the loop.
That's not true. There's nothing but trees back there.
Oh, that's enough.
A lot of trees,
but it's not greenery like that. That looked like a golf course.
Yeah. Brad, I got lost walking through your backyard.
Whatever, Jesse. Whatever. Such a liar. Oh my God.
Well, y'all, let's get into this. Well, it looks like Kelly Rowland and Trevante Rhodes have broke the internet, child, for their mea culpa sex scene.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, all that chemistry and pumping Trevante was doing in that scene, like his waist from Trinidad, one had to have thought these two had the opportunity to build a connection. Nope, the sexy co-stars met each other the first time the day before shooting the scene.
What?
During a recent interview, Kelly said, actually, we met the day before we started shooting, and immediately when Trevante and I embraced, I felt respected, I felt safe, I felt comfortable. And look at this masterpiece they created, y'all. Well, we can't show y'all too much of it because this is a family show, but we'll watch it here in the studio just for y'all.
Yeah. All right,
let me
here we
turn
go.
The volume down.
Mm-hmm. Look at all that paint.
Oh.
You see that metallic paint? See, that's how I know I'm a virgin. Cause I ain't never experienced nothing like this.
Jesse, give us a second.
Wait, what? But
shut up?
Okay.
We're seeing it for the first time.
Oh my God.
Then him?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Did her husband see this?
Wait,
What?
Oh.
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 And this ain't like on Netflix Prime,
this
regular Netflix.
This is
like...
regular Netflix.
Call my wife.
Oh, girl, I don't like that, honey. She could have filed for divorce, girl. You know that. That ain't a good look, baby.
Gary.
No, Brad.
That would be one of those sex scenes. Like, if I was married to a person who was involved in that sex scene, I would be like,
they gotta make it look
swinging
good.
At the end.
Then people gonna talk about how whack it was.
Well, it still didn't do
they
that
can't
well.
Win either way.
That's
and then she was throwing it back. Did you see how she was throwing
honey.
It back?
What's she supposed to do? Just be like,
yes.
Because her reputation is on the line as well.
You
don't want nobody to be like, Beyonce would have did that better. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Tyler Perry did that, honey. Oh, he did that.
This is a scheme that Tyler Perry set up.
Because
he wanted us
on.
To see Trevante winding his waist like that. Okay?
Now he looked out for the fellas, too, by showing us Kelly's Rollins.
Yeah. Kelly?
That little damn piece of brass they showed, girl, we looking at him.
We'll take
they
it.
They showed all that.
Considering that we have never seen Kelly Rollins' breast before, like,
I'm sure there's more to this scene because every guy I know is like, ooh, did y'all see Kelly Rollins? Everybody's talking about.
Really?
Yeah, all the guys are talking about Kelly Rollins.
That's my woman right there.
Yeah, but honey, he just, oh my God.
Did y'all see the rest of the movie?
No.
I haven't seen it yet. That's the first I've seen it.
Kelly Rowland plays a lawyer in the movie. She don't do no lawyering.
And she like,
I know, she took a pretty good deposition right there.
Right. Oh my God. Right. That was a full live testimony.
All right, y'all. Well, Taylor Swift just ended her Australian tour dates with plenty of pandemonium.
Uh-oh.
And not just from her fans. Her pop, 71-year-old Scott Kingsley Swift, has been accused of assaulting a 51-year-old paparazzo who filed a complaint with the police. So this guy was taking pics of Taylor getting off a super yacht at 2:30 in the morning when this happened. Now, Scott hasn't been charged with anything, and Taylor's publicist denied the allegations, saying people were pushing towards Taylor, grabbing at her security, and threatening to throw a female staff member into the water.
Oh, wow. Of course Dad's gonna step in.
Yeah.
You don't want that AARP smoke?
Yeah. No, so he needs to stay in his place, and I'm sick of these daddies taking up for these children. You know your child is a celebrity. This comes with the territory. Pictures now, being taken.
You gotta spring into action. When you see your baby girl in a position where she could be, like, you know, in danger and whatnot, you're gonna show people with them hands doing
it,
even at 71.
Also, this would never have happened if Travis Kelce was there.
True.
There's not a world in which anyone's getting close to her.
You
while
think so?
Her professional football player boyfriend is there.
Travis Kelce gives me a little.
Really?
Yeah, he gave me a
you
little.
You didn't see the photo of him yelling at his head coach.
Oh, that's true, that's true. He was yelling at me.
He got that beige rage all up in him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He got that
yeah,
dog
she would
in
definitely
him.
Take yeah. up, he okay. would definitely take up for her for yeah, sure. Yeah.
Y'all think he got that dog in him for real?
He would have had that guy under the seat.
All right, y'all, Ricky Martin's been single since divorcing his husband last summer. And if you're interested in living La Vida Loca with him, he just shared some intel. Get ready. In a cover story for GQ Latin America, Ricky talked about a fetish he has. He said, now, they're asking me to do a Latin lover accent, and I just don't know if I can do that.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, please, go for it.
I love feet. I have a foot thing, you know? I love foot massages. I would love to, you know, kiss your feet like a crazy for hours.
And Ricky, okay. who is a pretty unique foot tattoo himself, also noted that everybody has some sort of fetish.
Mm. Yeah, we do. What's your fetish, Tam?
Shoot, I got feet.
Not feet. Yeah.
Ricky, no. What's your fetish, Tanner?
What's my fetish? No, I'm not gonna, we're not doing this. I'm not getting into the what's my fetish so that the people on YouTube or comments
well,
can like
get them. Well, I have cute feet.
Are you a toe person?
Am I a toe person? I don't like men's toes.
He's just trying to get it off of him.
Yeah.
Oh, he okay. looked at you crack at me. He just wanted to.
Are you a toe person? Just say to me.
You guys, you guys are into things too, right? You guys like things?
Well, Gary, do you have nice feet?
Sure. I just got my feet done the other day.
Okay, shoot. Yeah,
but I'm not a foot fetish person, though.
Right.
I like other parts of the body that's fetish.
Yeah. I have a fetish for shoulders.
Oh, really? Shoulders.
I broad love shoulders. Shoulders. Yeah, okay. I like when the shoulders are broad. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I do like men with butt. Not a big butt, not, you know, not a BBL booty, but like a good little you know,
but
running
I
back
I
went
with the shoulders, but not the butt. Too bad we can't do that.
Well, y'all, up next, Solange Knowles is getting called out for a new video. Don't worry. There's no elevator involved. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Yay.
Now, there's a viral video of Solange in Milan arriving at the Gucci fashion show, and her braids needed to be moved. So instead of simply moving them back, she had her stylist do this. Take a look. Now, the internet came for Solange, saying she could have just easily fixed her own hair and she could have just flung the braids back. Well, folks like Holly Robinson Peach, Jemele Hill, and other stylists jumped to defend Solange, saying that's literally the job of the stylist.
Literally.
If the
literally.
Stylist is there and getting paid, you damn right move my hair.
They're like, y'all have makeup artists. They come in and touch your makeup, do your hair and stuff, so damn.
But why were they coming for her during Black History Month?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't understand. Why are they messing with Solange? She was walking in the Gucci fashion show.
Yeah.
And her stylist was with her and her hair needed fixed.
People are always
so going
to find somebody to target and always target that person.
But that's usually people
It could have been way worse.
People who are poor.
Or poor people.
A poor person said that. They're not used to a person with money. Could there somebody flip their hair for them?
Exactly. Come flip my hair.
They have nothing else to
have
do.
Have you ever had a hair flipper?
No, I have a nipple tweaker.
A nipple tweaker.
That's right, the nipple tweaker.
He has a nipple tweaker,
That's a real job.
Well, Gary keeps one employed.
Oh, wow.
Whether it's a real job or not, in his world, it's a real job.
It's his way of giving back. Well, moving on. Martha Stewart wants everybody to know that she's not wearing any panties. Oh! Yeah. Tana, don't get excited, because she doesn't go completely free. She wears bathing suits under her clothes.
What?
I'm gonna start calling her wet. Martha prefers to do this just in case she wants to take a dip and she thinks it's more comfortable to just go out that way.
Yeah. Not Marcy Stewart.
Marcy? Marcy, Marcy, Marcy. That's what, I'm never gonna look at any picture of her ever the same way, because I just know, oh, she can get pushed in the pool.
But women should wear bathing suits. I mean, all that cotton underwear causes yeast infection and stuff. You got a nice lycra bathing suit?
No, 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 you have it twisted.
What?
The cotton underwear is what's good for your hoo-ha, not the bathing suit. The bathing
suit
is
lycra?
When you, in water, okay?
Oh.
That's not a healthy thing.
So it's
that
like
you kind of
putting
do.
A saran wrap over a pot.
Yeah, you know, you don't breathe.
Please, Gary, tell us how you think it works.
So is anybody going to,
it's water repellent.
Water
But is anybody gonna tell Martha about her pH balance?
I think at some point it just don't come back. Like, you know, when you get to a certain milestone in life, you know what I mean? You gotta add the water.
If there's anyone who knows how to make yeast rise.
So Gary, it's water repellent?
Yeah, have you never been to West Seal?
You the know store what? In the mall?
Yeah, that's the bathing suits and stuff, and that's what people wear.
I mean, it doesn't really repel the water as much as it controls it in a better way, per se. Like, because the bathing suit still be wet. Like, it's
but
not,
the water still flows off, doesn't it?
Boy, we've been talking about this one for
a long time.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Tana. Up next, moving on, the new season of So You Think You Can Dance premieres this Monday on Fox, and we recently had Maxim Shmerkovsky here to talk about joining and to give me a dance lesson, and you do not want to miss that.
No.
He looks like Lionel Richie here.
Hello.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, y'all, we've got a special guest with us today in the studio. He was one of the dance pros on Dancing with the Stars, and now he's a judge on So You Think You Can Dance on Fox. Please welcome Maxim Shmerkovsky. Hey.
Thank you.
All right, Max, you spent a lot of years getting judged for your dancing, but on So You Think You Can Dance, you're one of the judges. Okay, what is it like to turn the tables? Do you feel like you're ready for this? What kind of judge are you going to be?
I've been judging judges my entire career on Dancing with the Stars. You know, I've always been of a thought that if you can dish it out, you got to be able to take it. I'm definitely a disher, but I had to send and take it for a while. So I love saying stuff and then saying why I said it. Mm. You know, so for me, it's going to be an easy transition. I love talking. She knows.
I do. Now, Max, I understand that the show auditioned dancers from all over the country.
Correct.
How do people here in Atlanta rate when you compare them against the rest of the world and their dance ability?
You know, I love ATL. By the way, I've been here for a long time. People don't really know we have a dance studio here for a while.
Oh, nice.
So I've been coming to Buckhead specifically for a minute. So okay. I love Atlanta.
Okay, well, you and your wife, Peter, recently welcomed your second son, and I have a baby boy, too, let me add that. But what is the best way to teach your kids about dance, and how early do you think they should start?
So, you know, we do, like, focus on one thing.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, so anyway, we're shy, we have him in everything. We have. I believe in development of range of motion.
Yes.
So he's doing tennis, swimming.
Yep.
Soccer, you know, everything. And then we kind of see what sticks. But again, at seven, I think about a year and a half ago, I asked him, I said, do you like, you know, you do karate, you do all this stuff. What is one thing you would not want to do? And he's like, dance. I don't want to dance.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, let me ask him differently. Because I left dance for last. So then I shifted. I was like, okay, but look, you know, you're very good at dance. You're very good at karate. And I went down the list. So he forgets the dance. Halfway through, he's like, Pop, I don't want to dance.
Oh.
So then I stopped asking him. I was like, okay, we're not going to talk about this anymore.
We're just bringing him to girls.
We're just going to bring him to dance and, you know, and see what happens.
Oh, it's just now because it's in his blood. Mm. So, Max, I danced with your brother, Val, on Dancing with the Stars, so I have an advantage. But out of my other co-hosts here, which one looks like they can dance the best besides me? Because, of course, I can.
Look, first of all, I gotta say off the top, and again, nobody here knows this, but I'm a huge DeBrat fan.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
96. I got here 94. We just immigrated, so that the B-side was my go-to.
Oh, that's one of my favorite songs.
Oh my God, it's my favorite sound in hip hop.
That what's that drop, that
beat.
Thank you.
So I had to get it out. It's not because I was coming here. I didn't even know.
Yeah, I didn't even know you knew who I was. That made me feel so special.
Oh
yeah,
no, he
so
and his brother are big hip hop fans.
That's
I'm a huge. Yeah. So for me, it was like coming in here. I see this room. I'm like, you know, I'm a slide.
That's what's up.
So maybe Brat should go on Dancing with the Stars?
Is
that... What I'm saying is that when you have an attachment and a connection, yeah. You guys had a connection with Val.
For sure.
Even though you guys didn't win, whatever. It was a memorable partnership his 17, 18 seasons. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm better friends with people that danced with other partners.
Yeah.
Than I am with people that I dance with. Because the relationship is very tense. But then when you get somebody you really kind of look up to, I mean, we do get starstruck too.
Yeah.
I'm saying I think me and her would have a great time on the show.
Yeah! He said all that to say. Put your dancing shoes on, Brad.
Now I come sit in the audience on So You Think You Can Dance.
Chill. All right, y'all, stay tuned. We got more with Maxim right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, and we're back with Maxim Shmurkovsky. All right, Max, it's rough out here for us single guys, and if there's one dance, y'all don't have to laugh that hard. If there's one dance that could help me in my dating game, what would it be?
Oh my God, the salsa, man.
The salsa. Just
get the salsa
That's
down.
The sexiest one.
Female is the one who dances naturally, right? Just got the movement, the rhythm. So if you're that guy and it's hard for you out there, it's not hard for me, I'm just saying, if you can dance. But it's difficult for you. The first thing I would recommend is to learn how to lead. The second is to learn how to move your hips.
Go on, Tanner. Move your hips for us one time.
No, don't make me
do that. You got to, Tanner. No. I was just about to ask.
I think you should do it.
No, yeah. What are you talking about?
I can give you a tip if you want. Can we get him
yes,
to move?
Yes, please.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Please,
all right.
Please.
Come on, Tanner. Okay, great. Wow.
But it's super easy.
Yeah,
just
put
your feet together.
Yeah, put my feet together.
No, that's not together. See, that's right there. That's not how it is together.
Yeah, okay,
anyway,
I get it.
So you're going to step out to the right and come back. Step out to the left and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
But so you're going to do it again without moving your shoulders
okay.
as much as you're moving your hips.
All right, got it.
So
got
go.
It.
Hip and together. Hip
right?
Together. Come on,
stiffer than I expected right away. So I'm going to give you a last tip.
Okay,
I'm not going to go.
All right.
And when you're going to step out, you're going to try to bump me with your hip. Go.
What?
Go.
Wait, are you talking about like that?
One, and then come back. And then bump somebody
and then
on the
out
other
like
side.
That.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Look how far I got to do these hips.
One, two, three.
Yes.
One, two, three.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, his forearm got sweaty immediately. He's like drenched.
Yeah, you're making me dance on Dish
so
Nation.
So nervous.
All right, you guys can catch Maxim on the new season of So You Think You Can Dance Monday nights at 9 p.m. on Fox. Max, thank you so much for being here and teaching me how to dance.
Yeah. Thanks, Max.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.